Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to The Simple Sophisticate, episode 177. Before we begin, a quick word from this episode's sponsor. Kind bars are a delicious snack that includes ingredients you can pronounce. Available in a variety of different flavors and combinations and options, some of my favorites include almonds, chocolate, dark chocolate that is, and sea salt, but there are so many more options out there, and exclusive to the Simple Sophisticate readers, you can receive a free trial of their Snack Club delivery. Now, their new Snack Club is something that will give you an opportunity to taste varieties you maybe haven't seen in your local grocery store. But for you today, Simple Sophisticate listeners, you can receive the first delivery entirely free. All you have to do is pay for shipping. Visit kindsnacks.com/TSS. That's TSS for the Simple Sophisticate. And you get a free 10-bar trial pack with a variety of different Kind bars delivered to your door. And all you have to pay is shipping. So next time you want a snack that's going to fill you up, but also be good for you, pick up Kind bars. And this way, you don't have to go to the store and get them. They can come right to your door. That website address again is kindsnacks.com/TSS. Well, it's October, and there's something quite sweet about the arrival of October, I have to say. And I started to think about this concept of harvest. And that's what our episode is going to focus on. Except we're not going to focus on just the food part. In fact, very little of the food. We're going to focus on harvest in our own everyday lives. So today I'm going to share with you 10 ways to ensure a bountiful harvest in your life. Now, along with that, we do have a petit plaisir. In fact, I have two for you at the end of today's episode, so be sure to stay tuned. But let's get to this topic of harvest. I want to begin with a quote that I actually shared yesterday on my Instagram feed, and it's from author Neil Gaiman, and it states, "October knew, of course, that the action of turning a page, of ending a chapter, or shutting a book did not end the tale." Now, I chose this because I know it doesn't say anything about harvest, but I chose it because when we move through seasons in our lives, we often think that the end of one season is the end. We don't see down the road in that moment. We're so fixated on what's ending that we forget that there's now an opportunity for a new beginning. And what it is a new beginning in a new season. So October, well, fall in the Northern Hemisphere began on the 22nd of September. For whatever reason, full fall for me is October. September is summer's farewell, and October is a beginning. And so I would prefer to look at the end of summer being an end of a chapter. And now we begin fall, and it's the beginning of a new chapter. And we're calling that chapter harvest. So let's get into this. The journey of each of our lives meanders and sometimes jetlines through seasons. As children, we are in the spring of our youth, emerging, learning, exploring, and stretching our wings to experience all that is unknown. During our summer, we invest, we dive deep into life, what we love, whom we love, and the beginning of the process of reaching a far-off goal that will take time to achieve. The arrival of autumn is that time in which we hope our efforts, our discoveries, our risks have paid off. And what we want to see upon our arrival into this new season is a beautiful, bountiful harvest of goodness, of gifts, of joys, and even pleasures. A time to savor is what is desired, I believe, in all of us. A time to take a deep breath and say to ourselves, it was worth it. It was all worth the uncertainty, the struggle, and the hope without proof during particular moments throughout this journey. As October arrived yesterday, I found myself walking along a trail I haven't walked in quite some time. Early in the morning, the sun was only emerging, and the aspens along the graveled path were all but brilliant cornflake yellow. They wiggled in the gentle breeze, and the glimmers of sun that began to shine through the trees made each leaf glow like gold. The deciduous trees reach their glory in autumn and serve as a vision of what is possible when we choose to be patient, to be thoughtful, to be clear in our focus and present, as well to appreciate when the moment does come to stop in awe, as I did along my walk, and just stand with smile spontaneous, reveling in the beauty. I find it quite poetic that deciduous can be translated to mean falling off at maturity. And how I look at that is not an end, but a culmination. Now it's time to relax and enjoy and to remember in reflection how you arrived and to appreciate even more fully where you have arrived at. Now, in order to ensure our harvest in life is bountiful, is something that we want to savor, I'm going to share with you these 10 ways of living during your spring and summer seasons, so to speak, to incorporate into your everyday way of living. So let's get started. Number one, take action daily, regularly, and steadily. No matter how many exquisite, unique, and praiseworthy seeds you hold in your hand, if you do not plant them, they cannot sprout and grow. Makes sense. The seeds are our dreams. Planting them is each of us taking action, learning how to best care for them, and doing so each and every day, every season, and every year. Keep focused on what you want to grow, even if you don't see the small incremental progress because it is underground or happening in such a minuscule manner. Trust that so long as you are saving your money, learning your trade, or whatever daily tasks must be tended to, every day you are inching ever closer to the bountiful harvest you seek. So number one is take action daily, regularly, and steadily. Number two, become self-aware. The world in which each of us lives is ever-changing. And while it may be tempting to, once you've found a way of navigating life that works well, sit back and just relax, to do so stunts our growth. While our core being will not change, and finding what works for us is a good thing, I don't want to say it's not, it's a very important thing. How we live within the world of which we do not have entire control is and forever will be in a state of change. I think about it as kind of standing on my paddleboard. Even if I'm just standing still and I'm not paddling, I still have to maintain my balance. I still have to be aware, right? And so there's that self-awareness. How am I existing successfully within the world that I live? The best way to navigate successfully is to be self-aware. In other words, come to learn how you are perceived within the world that you reside. How do others respond and react to you? What is the reason for their reaction? Is it good or bad? Is what they perceive accurate? Can you improve, better clarify, or improve ways of communication to exist more successfully? Now, in episode 143, I go in depth into self-awareness and really break it down. So if this is a topic that interests you or a skill you want to strengthen, pop on over to that episode. I think you'll find it very helpful. So that's number two, become self-aware. Number three, nurture what you want to grow. If you want more kindness, be kind to known and unknown individuals. If you want intelligent compassion, continue to learn, and along the way, be compassionate to those learning as well, or encourage them to learn gently. If you want love, give love in ways that are comfortable for you. If you want respect, be thoughtfully respectful and live in such a way that you are proud. We are the farmers who plant the seeds, and so we do have choices every day that will determine what we will see materialize tomorrow. More division or more understanding? Clear and thoughtful communication or name calling? We have a choice every single day. That's number three. Nurture what you want to grow. Number four, confront the obstacles. In order to grow, we cannot turn away from what scares us, what hurts us, and what is holding us down from striving forward. So what are you fearful of? Address it. Be honest. Perhaps do so with a trained professional, a counselor, so to speak, so that you have a net of objective support if the fear is too much to initially face alone. Is a loss preventing you from striking out again toward what you so loved having in your life? Confront it. Embrace your feelings and do not judge yourself. If you are someone who regularly becomes jealous, dive deep into where the insecurity comes from. Address it. Heal it so that you can move forward, because you can if you confront the obstacles. Five, strike a balance and protect it fiercely. Quality work begets quality outcomes. Do not be tricked into believing you have to be working 24/7 every week, every month. It's not true. Yes, you may want results now, but don't you want quality results that will last? I have a feeling you do. And in that case, always make time, daily or weekly, for you, for play, for relaxation, for exploration, for no work. Protect it fiercely by learning to say no, especially to yourself. One more thing to do. Nope, Shannon, do it tomorrow. Take this extra hour before you go to bed and read that book that you enjoy. Relax. You will get it done. You will get it done. But you want to do it well. By doing all of this, you are investing in the quality product you wish to materialize when the journey comes to an end. So number five, strike a balance and protect it fiercely. Number six, select the crop's components thoughtfully. Do you have weeds in your life? In other words, naysayers, complainers, squashers of thinking beyond the box? Let them go. I wrote a post a while ago that shares 27 things to let go of, and I included a link to that in the show notes underneath number six. So if you're interested in that, feel free to take a look at it. But let's talk about letting go of the weeds. Weeding in your crop, in other words, your life, is necessary, because if you don't, you choke out or reduce the potential of what you do want to grow. You only have so much energy in any given day. If people regularly exhaust you, stress you out to the point where your thoughts are constantly swirling around what they will say or do, stop and reassess why you are allowing them a place in your field of life. So number six, select the crop's components thoughtfully. Number seven, refrain from multitasking. Multitasking, as we've talked about before, and I'll provide a link to that in today's show notes, promises what it cannot deliver. And upon letting it go, you welcome more pleasure, more productivity, and less stress. It's a win, win, win. So number seven is refrain from multitasking. Number eight, observe different approaches to living if an aspect in your own life isn't working. Is there something in your life that just isn't working the way you'd like? For example, have you not figured out how to successfully utilize technology in your life? You need it. You know you need it, but you look at your phone too much and you know it, but it's difficult. Or maybe you can't figure out how to make time to exercise regularly. seek out other individuals, perhaps even other cultures, other anything to see what they do differently in which you are finding isn't quite working in your own life. And they are doing it very successfully. When you travel, for example, keep your eyes open as to how others live their everyday lives. There are so many approaches to living well, but the key is to know what you need to enable you to thrive. So long as you keep searching, what will work well for you will be discovered. So that's number 8. Observe different approaches to living if an aspect in your own life isn't working. Number 9, practice gratitude. Gratitude is a simple practice that aids us in recognizing how wealthy we actually are when it comes to living well. Food on the table, a warm house to enjoy the rainstorm that pounds on our windows while we sip a cup of tea, access to information and entertainment, choices beyond choices. If your schedule or daily routine has strayed away from keeping a gratitude journal or simply having time to sit and savor all that is going well in each day, perhaps usher it back into your life, and you may just notice an improved quality in your thoughts and actions toward yourself and others as you go about your day. So that's number 9, practice gratitude. And number 10, invest in well-being for your unique self. Today's petit plaisir is an example of a small investment I made into my own well-being. And it's simply a book about the knowledge of being an introvert. And just a side note, there are actually 2 petit plaisirs at the end of this episode. One is the book and one is something else. So stay tuned. For me, this was a small but powerful choice. And I'm regularly reading different books on this topic. But as I shared in my newsletter that goes out to subscribers to the weekly newsletter, it really struck a good chord with me. The key for each of us is to continue to see our growth as a journey and to come to understand what enables us to be our best selves and reach our highest potential. So number 10 is invest in well-being for your unique self. The mission of my blog that is a partner to this podcast, The Simply Luxurious Life, is to provide the tools that you need and have been searching for and break them down so that you can apply them to your life as is best for you in your unique journey. Once you know how to nurture yourself well, you can do so for others and then the world at large. Because when we feel loved, when we feel understood and seen, most importantly by ourselves, so we know ourselves truly, we find a centering peace of mind that is the springboard to reach our dreams and savor a bountiful harvest. Now, I have put on the show notes a handful of additional posts that you may enjoy about fall and autumn and how to really revel in it, but also how to reach success, how to achieve the goals that you've set forth. I've also included the links that I mentioned throughout those 1 through 10 points of being able to create a bountiful harvest for yourself. So be sure to check out the show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast177 to see all of those. And we're not done yet. As you know, we still have a petit plaisir. In fact, I have 2 for you. So hang on. I'll be right back. Welcome back. So the first of the petit plaisirs this week is the book that I mentioned in point number 10. And it's a book that came out last summer of 2016. And it's written by a blogger and now a woman who puts on different conferences and online seminars about introversion. And it's called The Irresistible Introvert: Harness the Power of Quiet Charisma in a Loud World by Michaela Chung. And I read through this past week, as I mentioned, to my subscribers of the weekly newsletter. And I found it, well, I loved Quiet by Susan Cain and wholeheartedly recommend Jen Graneman's book, who I had on this podcast last month. This is a lovely companion book because I feel that Michaela in many ways speaks my language, very simple layman's terms, breaks down the science and says, this is why, this is what you're doing, and this is what works and would work well for you in your work life, in your dating life, in your any kind of relationship, in just your everyday going about your business life. This is what works or would work for you, and this is why. And I really appreciated it. I made a long list of things that really stuck out to me. And one of them was, she made the comment of a comparison to the Mona Lisa, the painting that's in Paris. This simple painting, this demure woman who is so confident at the same time, but calm and completely collected. But she talks about the frame as well as the painting. And she compares it to an introvert has often been trying to frame themselves in an extrovert's world. So no wonder it never looked quite right or felt quite right. And so what she says with regards to the frame is that we need the right frame to feel and appear confident. So we need to choose environments that highlight our strengths, highlight where we do shine. Maybe it's not, you know, going out to where there's hundreds of people at a big event, but rather, not that we can't do well in those. We've figured out how to navigate those. We've had to for the most part. But where do you thrive? And that's where she says, go and do and choose destinations that frame you and thus allow your strengths and your personality to shine. So that's just one example of her examples that she gives on how to navigate and thrive because of the gifts that you have because you're an introvert. So I will leave a link to that book on today's show notes. You can also visit her blog and website called Introvert Spring, and I'll leave a link on the show notes for that as well. The show notes again are thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast177. And now for the second petit plaisir. It is a throwback recipe, but it is the perfect time to enjoy this. This is a recipe that I made over 18 months ago, but it involves a fruit that is in season right now. It is fall and pears are ubiquitous at farmers markets. And so I have a clafoutis à pois that is simply a mess of pears. And it is the most simple dessert you will ever make. But it sounds so fancy. And really all it is clafoutis means kind of mess or throwing of many different things together. And what you're throwing together, whew, is milk, whole milk, and cream, and vanilla bean, and a little bit of star anise, and a little bit of pear brandy or liqueur, and fresh pears, and eggs, and stick it in the oven for 40 minutes, and that's it. It's so simple. So I wanted to share that recipe with you because I think now would be a wonderful time to enjoy it, especially if you're having a dinner party, because it gives you time to work on everything else, but it also is impressive in its presentation. You just serve it right in its nice skillet. So if you have a nice skillet, choose that nicest skillet to put it in the oven in. So when you serve it, that's your serving dish. Or if you're like me, as you saw my Instagram feed this past weekend, I made it for a single dinner for me Saturday night. And it was, and will continue to be for the next few days, absolutely delicious. So you can find the recipe on today's show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast177. Before I let you go, I wanted to take a moment to say thank you to two individuals who shared a review of this podcast on iTunes. And the first one is from a most appreciative mom, as they call themselves. I have been loyally listening to this podcast every week for the past 18 months. I binged on all the past episodes while training for a half marathon. And for the most part, I have found it to always bring an added layer of interest and relevance to my life. As a busy mom of three, I find so much value and quality in the research Shannon brings to her work. Her recipes are now part of our weekly rotation. Her capsule wardrobe links are the first I turn to when seeking out new additions to my closet. And most of all, Shannon is always inspirational. She truly lives by and embodies her Simply Luxurious mantra. Keep up the fabulous work, Shannon. It is greatly appreciated. Well, most appreciative mom, your time is very much appreciated. I want to thank you for your detailed review and just thank you for your time and interest. And good luck in your half marathon. You've got this. Those are empowering moments in our lives to remind us of all that we're capable of. So good luck and thank you for your time. I also want to take a moment to thank Raven Firebrand, who wrote, As a Francophile and someone aspiring to a simpler yet higher quality way of living, I've been listening to Shannon's podcast for over a year now, probably closer to two. And after all this time, one thing always remains true. When finishing any episode, I always feel lifted, happier, lighter than when I began. Whether the topic at hand is a more surface issue of refining your wardrobe or tackling your inner world, goal setting, and the like, Shannon has a positive and realistic take on these issues. She always stresses quality and self-improvement, but I never feel like I'm striving for some unreachable level of perfection. Because at the end of the day, the message is always this: being happy with who you are and where you're at. Thank you, Shannon. You always bring a little sunshine into my day when I need it. I also recommend her website for a little eye candy and relaxing pick-me-up. Perfect Sunday morning lounging around reading. Well, Raven Firebrand, I just want to thank you for your thoughtful, specific feedback and how you enjoy this podcast and what speaks to you and what works for you, as well as the shout out for the blog. This is certainly a place where I hope everyone can find inspiration, because we are all on our own unique journeys, as we've talked about in today's episode. And it's just a matter of figuring out what works best for each of us, which is going to be a little bit different. If any of you listeners enjoy this podcast and you want to share what you like about it, please leave a review in iTunes or on Stitcher. Even if you just leave the starred reviews, the positive feedback tells future listeners what they're going to discover when they tune in. So thank you to all of you who have already left a review. I appreciate your time, and thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a beautiful first week in October. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticated podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, stop by the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up the book, now available on Audible, iTunes, and Amazon, as well as in paperback, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide. To stay caught up on the most recent episodes of the podcast, blog post, and to receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration to start your weekend, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday morning to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or a hot cup of coffee. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Shannon Ables. À la prochaine.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.